The Girls Are Also Nice Here, a novel by Laurie Elizabeth Flynn. Read by Aaron Mallon with Alex Allwine.
Then, together we ruled, a realm unfurled, grassy campus and its tangle of parties. We marked the territory as our own, matchstick legs capped in sharp heels striking the ground, mouths witchy with lipstick and upturned with laughter. There were boys whose names I forgot, boys I might have passed by and not known were ever inside me. When I did pick out a king, the crown was too heavy for his head. Then a fist closed around our world and knuckled out the light. We stood in front of the dorm with everyone else, taking in the same scene, a carnage that had started within us. Our ability to create waned and our instinct to ruin. Her voice in my ear never scared enough. We have to stick to the same story. I wanted to run, but she wasn't done moving her pawns. Our reign was short and bloody. What came after it was worse. 1. Now. To Ambrosia Wellington, a.wellington@wesleyan.edu. From Wesleyan Alumni Committee, reunion.class of2007@gmail.com. Subject: Class of 2007 Reunion. Dear Ambrosia Wellington, mark your calendar. The Wesleyan University 10-year reunion for the Class of 2007 will take place May 25 through 28, 2017. Join us for a weekend of catching up with former classmates and attending exciting events, including the all-campus party and formal class dinners. Online registration is available through May 1st. If you're planning to attend, a full list of area hotels can be found on Wesleyan's local accommodations page. A limited amount of on-campus housing in our dorms is available. Most rooms are doubles, perfect for reaching out to your old roommate to relive some memories. Sincerely, your alumni committee. I delete it instantly, just like I do the sale emails from Sephora and Michael Kors, and the reminders from Fertility Friend that ovulation is right around the corner. Then I empty my recycling bin, because I know better than to think anything is ever really gone. 2 weeks later, a second email arrives. We haven't received your RSVP. We really hope you're joining us. It's the written equivalent of a wagging finger. I delete that one too, but not before scrolling down far enough to see her name, bolded, right under the list of alumni committee members. Flora Banning. I forget about the two emails, because out of sight really is out of mind. It's easy when each day is a variation of the same, taking the N from Astoria to Midtown, stopping at Key Food for groceries, reusable cloth bags cutting into my forearms, happy hours shouldered in with hipsters at the Diddy, a second glass of wine, despite Adrian's half-teasing, "Maybe you shouldn't." But then I come home from work on Friday, shoulders sagging from the weight of the week, and there's an envelope on the counter addressed to me.
"Hey, babe,"
Adrian shouts from his position on the couch, tablet in hand, where he's undoubtedly working on his fantasy football league instead of the perpetually unfinished novel he likes to talk about.
"How was your day?"
"You left the door open again. Can you please start locking it like I asked?" One of the myriad things I nag Adrian about on a regular basis. Lock the door, close the cereal bag, pick up your dirty laundry. Sometimes I feel more like a parent than his wife.
"Relax, it's a safe building. Hey, something came for you. I think we got invited to a wedding, except somebody doesn't know you got married and changed your name."
My new last name, a point of mail.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?